Going to New Zealand next, where police say they now have a plan to recover the bodies of those killed by a volcanic eruption on White Island on Monday. The remains of at least 8 people are still thought to be on the island. 8 others have already been confirmed dead, and 20 people are in intensive care after suffering severe burns when the volcano erupted as tourists were visiting. Lisette Raymer is a news reporter with MediaWorks in New Zealand. She's at the Bay of Plenty, that's on the mainland, about 50 kilometres away from the volcano. Lisette, good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for taking our call. Up until now, it's been considered far too dangerous for anybody to go to the island to try to recover these bodies, but authorities say they now plan to do just that. What's the plan?
Well, that is exactly right. And to be honest, that danger has not gone away. If anything, it's actually increased. So initially, after the first eruption, they said that within the next 24 hours, there would be no chance or little to no chance of another eruption. Now there is 60% chance of another eruption within the next 24 hours. So if anything, the risk has got greater. But because it's constantly increasing, they've decided that they need to strike now or the window will close for good, and they're going to do their best to mitigate those risks, although they're being very transparent about the fact that it's not a zero risk operation. So tomorrow at first light, they will set out a team of 8 onto the island, and they've given themselves the balance of the morning, so around 2.5-3 hours to fly in. They'll have a vessel with them as well. They're not going into details about who will retrieve the bodies and how they will get back, but we know they have a Navy vessel, and they also have some helicopters as part of this operation. There's 8 members of the team. They will go in and they will do their best to retrieve their bodies. But what we've learned in this last press conference is that although they know there are 8 bodies on the island, or there are 8 people still unaccounted for, they can only see 6 of them in the satellite imagery. So they know where 6 are, they do not know where the other 2 are.
So they know where to find 6 of them, but they're still looking for the other 2. What are the families of the victims that are still on the island saying?
Oh, well, you can imagine there is immense relief today to have some progress. I was speaking to one of the victims' brothers today, and he had essentially lost hope completely, he said, because of the red tape that New Zealand police have, or most authorities operate in. He just didn't see a time where they would consider the risk fair enough to put other people's lives at risk to save or retrieve, 8 bodies. So the idea that now finally, yes, they have decided that it is worth it to get these loved ones back to their families, that's a huge relief. But there is so much to go before those bodies are home. There are concerns about the weather turning. There are concerns, obviously, about the volcanic activity. There are concerns about the magma. So there's a long way to go, but relief, obviously.
Lisa, tell me about the people who survived the eruption, many of whom are in a very difficult condition in hospital.
Exactly. That's the other thing, is that there were 32 people taken off the island, taken to hospital. We know that 6 of them died, or 5 of them died initially, then another died in hospital on the first night. Then this morning, New Zealand time, another 2 passed away in hospital because of these burns. They are extensive injuries. A lot of people remain in critical condition. New Zealand has ordered in 1.2 million centimetres squared of skin grafts from the United States to help these
They're ordering
these
in skin from abroad.
They are. And a lot of the Australian survivors have now been sent back to Australia to be looked after in their burns units. To put it in perspective, the hospital in New Zealand that received a lot of these patients dealt with a year's worth of work in one day. In that one day, they dealt with a year's worth of work in that burn unit. So it is, they are extensive injuries, and sadly, these survivors who came off the island are still fighting for their lives, and that could take years for them to get back to the lives they were living before they set off for that amazing day trip.
Lisette, thank you very much for speaking to us. That's Lisette Raymer. She's a news reporter with MediaWorks in New Zealand.